So the title of my talk is Investigating Food Purchasing Behaviors in Colorado to Inform Chronic Disease Program Strategies. Most of the background information I have is about the programmatic side of things and not healthy food access. I'm sure most of you are aware of those types of issues, but in 2013, Colorado was awarded the enhanced component of state public health actions, or 1305. I'm sure most of you, and well, if you're in chronic disease, you know what 1305 is, but it's the combined chronic disease grant from CDC. And some of the required strategies in this grant were new areas of work for the Colorado Health Department. And we had limited data to inform program planning. One of those areas was under Domain 2, and if you aren't familiar with 1305 and the four domains, Domain 2 is environmental approaches that promote health and support and reinforce healthful behaviors. So this is Domain 2 is the obesity strategies. And Strategy 1 is increase access to healthy foods and beverages. Under that strategy, you can choose two different activities, and Colorado chose provide access to healthier food retail. And in our work, we focus on small food retailers and increasing access to fruits and vegetables. So the State Health Department and the Epidemiology and Evaluation Group at the University of Colorado Denver collaborated to develop a population-based survey instrument, and we call it Influential Factors for Healthy Living, or IFL. So everything has an acronym, so I'm always asked, what's IFL again? Influential Factors for Healthy Living. So it did address a lot of topics beyond healthy food access. There's questions on access to healthcare provider screening and referral for depression and obesity, workplace health promotion environment, self-management of hypertension and diabetes, and medication adherence as well. Marijuana use, of course, because every survey in Colorado now has marijuana questions on it, and tobacco use. And then as far as the methods of IFL, it's a callback survey, and you'll see on the next slide why it's in quotes. In 2012, we added some health questions to the Tobacco Attitudes and Behavior Survey and renamed it the Attitudes and Behavior Survey on Health, or TABS on Health. So it's basically the same health questions now. And that is a population-based telephone survey. There were about 15,000 TABS on health respondents. And then of those, they were asked if they would agree to be called back for additional surveys and be enrolled in a registry, and 58% agreed. Of those, 67%, or about 5,800, were randomly selected to be contacted for IFL. And in our sampling, we did oversample minorities, young adults, those with a diagnosis of diabetes or high blood pressure, and those with low SES. So in all, we had almost 4,000 respondents to IFL, and that's an adjusted response rate of 74%. It was conducted in December 2013 through April 2014. So the registry members provided what method they would prefer to be contacted via, and so for IFL, we contacted them in their preferred mode, which could have been email, postal mail, or telephone, and then they completed the questionnaire. It's multimodal, and so it was either paper, online, or telephone interview. So callback, that's why some people did it online or on paper. And all of the three modes were available in English and Spanish, and the original TABS on health sample did include cell phones. Just a couple of definitions that might not be clear in the following slides. Low SES is kind of a combined category that the university often uses, and we did decide to use that for this study. someone was classified as low SES if they were uninsured, they had income, household income less than 200% federal poverty level, if they did not have a high school diploma, or if they were disabled and unable to work. And then for proximity of residence to food retail locations, we looked at both within half a mile and 10 miles. That was self-reported. And then finally, their area of residence is classified as urban, rural, or frontier, and those are based on the Colorado Rural Health Center county designations and their self-reported county of residence. So I have a map of those county designations. So the 17 counties in white, there are 64 counties total, and the 17 in white are basically the front range of Colorado. That's the urban area. That's where 80% of the population lives. Mesa County to the west there is where Grand Junction is, and so an urban county includes a metropolitan area, and then the whole western side of Colorado is mountains, and the whole eastern side is plains. So that there's a mix of rural and frontier areas. So we have 23 frontier counties, and that is defined as a population density of 6 people or fewer per square mile. So getting into the results, the demographics of our survey respondents, it did match the population of Colorado pretty well. About 20% in the lower age group and 20% in the upper age group. And then race also did match the population of Colorado very well, with 73% white, 4% black, 18% Hispanic, and 5% other. So the low SES, lower SES group was 59%. 11% were on SNAP, or what used to be called food stamps, and then 3% in frontier areas, 13% rural, and 83% in urban. So this is a busy graph, so I'll walk you through it, but this is access to food retail locations and purchase of fruits and vegetables at those types of locations. So let's start at the bottom with the gray bars, so it's the percent of people who said that they live within a half a mile of those different types of stores. So most people said they lived within half a mile of a grocery store or convenience store, and then fewer than a quarter said they lived within half a mile of a fruit and vegetable stand, a farmer's market, or a warehouse or club, which is like Sam's Club or Costco. And so with these, you know, it's self-reported, and whether or not they actually live exactly half a mile within is not important for this survey, but they live close to a grocery store, a convenience store, or they think they do. And then looking at whether or not they live within 10 miles, over 90% said that they live within 10 miles of a convenience store or grocery store, and then the percentages also increased for the other types of stores. And then the top, the red bars, shows whether they purchased fruits and vegetables in these types of stores in the last 12 months. And so nearly everybody said that they purchased fruits and vegetables in a grocery store. The next most frequent response was a warehouse or club. Over half said that they had purchased fruits and vegetables in a place like Costco. And then about 45% said that they went to a farmer's market, and then fewer reported fruit and vegetables at their farm or convenience store. So we asked about their frequency of shopping for fruits and vegetables, and then their usual means of getting to a grocery store. So most people said that they shop for fruits and vegetables once a week, 44%, and then about equal percentages reported either more frequent or less frequent than that. And nearly everybody drives to the grocery store, 96%. And then we looked at some attitudes about fruit and vegetable access and cost. So if you look at the set of four bars on the left, the question was, I wish fruits and vegetables were more available in my neighborhood. And over 70% agreed that they wanted more available in their neighborhood. And then similarly, about 70%, just over 70% said that they wish a larger variety of fruits and vegetables were available in the neighborhood. And then pretty similarly, just a little bit less said that they wish that the fruits and vegetables were of better quality. And then actually when we asked about the cost being a barrier, the majority disagreed with that statement. So over 60% said that the cost did not keep them from buying fruits and vegetables. And then we asked if they often buy fruits and vegetables at places outside of their neighborhood, and this is pretty equally distributed. About a quarter said they strongly agree to strongly disagree, so half and half on buying fruits and vegetables outside of their neighborhood. The majority, over 80%, said that it was easy for them to get to a supermarket or grocery store. 6% of people disagreed. So we asked those 6% who disagreed with it being easy to get to a grocery store, what the barriers were, and they could have selected multiple, could select all that apply here, and so transportation and distance being too far were the top two reasons why it was a barrier for those 6% who said it wasn't easy. And then other reasons were physical limitations and being too busy. Child care issues was less than 10%. Now we're looking specifically at the convenience stores and fruit and vegetable purchasing behaviors. So we asked how often they buy those three different types of foods in the first three bars at convenience stores. And so this shows what percent report that they buy those things weekly. So 12% say they buy chips, candy, or other sweets weekly at a convenience store. 17% said they buy sweetened drinks weekly. And then 5% said they buy fruits or vegetables weekly. And then we asked them, well, what if your nearest convenience store sold fruits and vegetables, how likely would you be to buy them? So while 43% said very unlikely, 36% actually said that they were likely. So we wanted to, because that's our strategy here, we wanted to increase fruits and vegetables in convenience stores, we wanted to look at who are those 36% who said that they would buy them if they were available. So here's my... Sarah and anybody else who was in the mapping workshop yesterday, do not critique my last-minute ugly map. Okay, this is the poor man's map of doing a screenshot of an internet site and then putting stars on top. But it worked, right? It's getting the colors mean nothing. Just focus on the symbols. So the looking at the likelihood of buying fruits and vegetables, whether they said that they would likely do that if they were available. So there's three regions where that was statistically lower than the state. And you know, those three regions are Boulder, Jefferson County, and Douglas County, which are affluent regions. And then the four regions with stars were statistically higher than the state. This is the rural and frontier areas, and I don't know, surprising to me, 48% to 60% in those regions said that they would likely buy fruits and vegetables at a convenience store if they were there. Mm-hmm. So this shows that likelihood by demographic factors. So younger adults were more likely to say that they would buy fruits and vegetables at a convenience store, and that decreased with age. Blacks and Hispanics were more likely than whites to say that they would buy fruits and vegetables at a convenience store. And then those in the low SES category and those on SNAP were more likely. Those in rural and frontier areas were more likely than urban areas, and then those who did not live within 10 miles of a grocery store, and those who are already purchasing the three items that we asked about at a convenience store said that they would be more likely to buy fruits and vegetables if they were available. So then we put everything in the model together, and here's the odds ratios. Age kind of falls out, but we kept it in there because that's what you do with age. And then blacks were 4 times more likely than whites, and Hispanics were twice as likely as whites to say that they would buy fruits and vegetables at a convenience store. And then those with low SES, those in frontier areas, and those who lived further than 10 miles from a grocery store, and those who already shop at grocery stores were all twice as likely to say that they would buy fruits and vegetables there. Okay, so quickly go through these limitations because I'm running out of time, but of course, with any study, the results are not might not be generalizable to the entire population because persons without phones, those who do not speak English or Spanish, and institutionalized persons are not included. And then we did compare the callback survey volunteers to non-volunteers, and they were a little bit different on race and income. And then we do have small sample size to look at subpopulations as self-reported data, and we made up the questions. So in conclusion, the majority of adult Coloradans reported high levels of access to food retail and easy access to grocery stores. However, the majority also wish fruits and vegetables were more available of larger variety and of better quality in their neighborhood. So although only 1 in 6 have bought fruits and vegetables at a convenience store in the past 12 months, more than 1 in 3 say that they are likely to buy them if they're available there. And so that likelihood differs by several demographic factors. These results can help to target public health resources and inform technical assistance provided by the State Health Department in our 1305 strategy. The results can also be used to increase the buy-in from store owners when we're working with convenience store owners and developing store policies, such as the availability of fruits and vegetables, their pricing and promotion. And then the results highlight potential opportunities for synergy, I had to use that word, 1305 people, and collaboration to improve access to healthier food retail. So my example is that we could collaborate with our partners and local public health agencies, the Latin American Research and Service Agency in Hunger Free Colorado, to work with targeted convenience stores and becoming SNAP retailers while providing area residents SNAP application assistance. And I'd like to thank my colleagues at the University of Colorado and the State Health Department.
We do have time for a couple questions. You want to ask her a question? Come up to the microphone.
How did you achieve a response rate of 74%?
I think it was a callback survey that was almost 2 years after the original survey, but the university continually contacted those people. You know, they maintained their current addresses and maintained contact with them over those 2 years. So I think that definitely helped.
Other questions for Renee?
The whole idea about increasing fruits and vegetables in convenience stores, I mean, I think it's great for accessibility, but half the convenience stores is still mostly junk food. And so how do you balance that approach of trying to say, okay, there's this other option, but still the majority of what you're going to see there is not a healthy option, right? And you're driving people to that location where they're going to have more unhealthy options?
Well, I think in Colorado, it's like a a stepwise process. You know, the first thing is to get them there, and then we work. Well, then we work with the store on the pricing and the promotions and the placement of them and things like that that help to increase purchase of them. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think with Navajo Nation in particular, I mean, because I mean many of the people, their closest source of groceries is a convenience store, because many of them also lack transportation options, and so for them, I think if working with the convenience store to actually improve options is actually an attractive way of having increased access to healthy food, as opposed to just, you know, being like, okay, let's just focus on the grocery stores and supermarkets and, you know, improving transportation mechanisms. So I think that's why they're making the first time working.
Thanks, Renee.
Mm-hmm.